from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, June 23rd, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. A call made by a Knox County mother may have helped law enforcement prevent an alleged attack in Washington, D.C. ONN's Jeff Hogan has details.
As we first told you last week, an Ohio man was arrested and charged in connection to what police describe as a plot targeting the UFC event held at the White House last weekend. We got a hold of those 911 calls. Listen to this.
He's wanting to leave this weekend and go with a group of people to help, like, fight the corrupt government.
That was the voice of 19-year-old Tyson Proper's mother. Proper is one of five people accused of planning a mass casualty attack involving explosive drones and gunfire.
One person is dead and another injured after a shooting north of Cincinnati. ONN's Brianna Albizu has the story.
Law enforcement responded to a call early yesterday morning in North College Hill. That's where officers found two people with gunshot wounds inside a vehicle. An 18-year-old woman, whose name has not been released yet, was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was rushed to the hospital. Their name and condition have also not been released at this time. The Hamilton County Sheriff's Office says this is an isolated incident, but the order of events and motive have yet to be determined. The case is under investigation.
In Toledo, the two men accused of shooting at each other and injuring 12 people at the Old West End Festival are expected in court this week. ONN's Amanda Fay reports.
20-year-old LJ Crisp Carr and Kenai Taylor are both charged with 11 counts of felonious assault in the shooting. Crisp Carr is still behind bars without bond and is expected before a judge once again on Wednesday. During Kenai Taylor's first court appearance in Toledo on Friday, Judge Nicole Corey dismissed herself due to potential perceived conflict with one of the victims. Taylor was back in court, and a judge mentioned that the case is scheduled to go before a grand jury on Wednesday. Additionally, Taylor's bond hearing has been rescheduled for Thursday.
As workers in the nation's capital continue to try to clean up the algae bloom that has turned the Lincoln Memorial reflecting pool green, documents show that a Northeast Ohio company owned by a supporter of President Donald Trump was hired by the federal government to install a water purification system. More from ONN's Christy Paul in Cleveland.
Records show the Trumbull County company, Green Water Services, landed a no-bid $1.7 million contract from the Interior Department to fix that failing filtration system at the reflecting pool. The government cited, quote, unusual and compelling urgency, unquote, ahead of the nation's 250th birthday. We have confirmed the Brookfield company is owned by Donald Trump donor John J.J. Cafaro.
A new economic impact study portrays a dark future for the state of Ohio. ONN's Jay Fox explains.
The Commonwealth Fund report states that the Medicaid and food assistance cuts that go into effect in January from the One Big Beautiful Bill Act will cost the Buckeye State more than 50,000 jobs and remove $5.3 billion from the state's gross domestic product by 2029. Healthcare will suffer the greatest losses. SNAP work requirements and a down hiring market further exacerbates the problem. Rural residents will also suffer.
Ohio is getting some positive reviews from a new national study of child care policies. Here's ONN's Jay Crawford.
The highlight for Ohio, according to the study, is that the Buckeye State has made inroads when it comes to funding and access to child care. However, uncertainty about the SNAP program and Medicaid availability could shake up the child care sector. An Ohio House committee has advanced a bill to tackle child care fraud, which supporters say will help secure that the funding for the centers goes where it is needed.
And less than a week after Youngstown-based Schwabel's announced it is shutting down, another Northeast Ohio bakery is stepping in to help. ONN's Danita Harris has more.
Orlando Baking Company says it's opening its doors to impacted Schwabel's workers and urging them to apply for open positions. Those roles include production, warehouse operations, and management. Schwabel's has been a bread staple in Northeast Ohio for over 120 years. The company says it will wind down operations later this summer.
Thanks to our television affiliates, WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo, for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.